forth a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted.
Hallelujah.
But not forsaken.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hey, once again, what an awesome honor and what an awesome privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with you all the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. 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 Let me get my mics right, and I think I'll be all right here in just a second. I want to write one, Bishop, this one or this one? Testing mic, 1, 2. Amen. Amen. All right. I just have to talk louder. You know, I got to, I ain't going to even go there. Thank you, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord, once again for this awesome opportunity to come into your homes and your through your radio and through your automobiles, through your radio, and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God to your life. Boy, it's an awesome honor and an awesome privilege for me, you know. As you can tell, I'm still working with the Facebook thing, trying to go live so that we can get the word out. The key is to get the word of God out to his people. The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony. So we're trying to come up with ways and other avenues through which, you know, the word can be spread. This gospel of the kingdom can go into all the world. So again, I say it probably for the third or fourth time. Thank you all for allowing me to come into your homes and your automobiles and share with y'all the kingdom ministry of God. That's a tremendous honor. That's a tremendous privilege, you know. I'm forever grateful for God for allowing that to happen, for allowing me to be a part of that. You know, sometimes I don't even have the words to express, you know, what an honor it is. And listen, even if just one soul come into the kingdom, which I know it's going to be many as a result of, even if just one soul come into the kingdom, who knows, that one soul might reach another soul, and that soul might reach another soul, and that soul that soul reach might reach a million. It's all for this purpose, that this gospel of the kingdom be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, so that the end can come. So that I can, boy, get into the fullness of the manifestation of God's original intent and desire and purpose for all our lives. You know, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You know. If you don't know God's purpose for creating you, then you might have missed the use of your creation. He created us for a purpose. He didn't just create us. He created us for a reason. He had an original intent and plan and purpose in mind in creating us. And we need to know that. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what we come on here to share with you, you know. Not just, you know, the gospel of Christ, but the gospel that Christ preached. Now, the gospel of Christ is contained in it. Unfortunately, sometimes if you just preach the gospel of Christ, then you miss out on the gospel that he preached. But if you preach the gospel that he preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. Let me see if I can say that slow. Just want to plant this seed. You can preach the gospel of Jesus. What's the gospel of Jesus? The gospel is good news. All the good news about Jesus. And we got to preach that. Boy, that's an awesome. Lord, have mercy. I'm still lost for words when it comes down to trying to thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ and who he is and all the praise and worship that we give it. But boy, that's a going on in our God. Till you get past the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news about him and all that he is and all that he did and all that he done for us and all the good news that we preach every Sunday about Jesus Christ. Boy, get past that, man, and get to the gospel that he preached. See, the gospel of Jesus and the gospel that Jesus preached is two different messages or two different things. Again, you can preach the gospel of Jesus and never preach the gospel that he preached. But if you preach the gospel that he preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it, automatically. You can't get to the gospel that he preached without coming through the gospel about him. So again, I count it an honor and a privilege. It's an end time message, you know, just to share with you, you know, the purpose for this radio broadcast. And if you tune into it, like I say, wherever purpose is not known, then you'll miss at the use of it. Listen, if you tune into this broadcast, then that's an invitation. It's an invitation from our Father in heaven. You know what the invitation is? This is the invitation, Matthew chapter 25. Come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and inherit the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God that was yours before the foundation of the world. And God prepared that for you even before he created you. What? An inheritance. What is that inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Here's the invitation. All of you, heavy laden, it don't matter. You can be on a rock bottom, or you can be on the mountaintop. You can be the poorest man in the world, or you can be the richest man in the world. Boy, this invitation is going out to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. What's that invitation again? This ain't from me. This from my Father in heaven. Know what he's saying? Come. Who? All of you. Under the sound of my voice. What? And get your inheritance. You mean to tell me I have an inheritance? You mean to tell me I'm an heir? What am I an heir of? The Bible says you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Hello. What are we? We heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Did you know that you are an heir of salvation? Did you know that you are an heir of the righteousness of God? That's your inheritance. Did you know that eternal life is your inheritance? You know that all of the kingdom of heaven is your inheritance. See, this Bible is a wheel. Lord, we just read through these things. It's a wheel and it's a testament. What's a wheel? A wheel is something that the testator write out, man, so that it can be carried out. What? His desire. Your Bible, boy, is the old wheel and the new wheel. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Because it's a will, so you can write a will, but if you don't never take it to the courts and have it probated, then it never become a testament. This will here is the will of God, and it's been taken before the courts of heaven, and it's been probated, and then it'll stand up in the courts of heaven, man. Just like here in the natural, you know, if you have a will, you write it on paper, but if you don't never, you got to take that to the court and get it probated, and got the lawyers to do everything that they do, then it become a legal document. What it become? A legal document. And then to stand up in any court in the United States that everything that's in that will is yours and that you have a right to it. But this Bible is this Bible that I read every day, boy, is a will. And let me tell you something. A will is not in effect. That's why I was in the old covenant and the new covenant. A will is not in effect until the testator dies. See, a person can write out a will, but it don't go into effect until, man, the person dies. And once the person dies, then the will is in full effect. Hey, boy, God wrote a will in the old covenant, boy. This is what his will is. Let's make man just like us, mankind, and let them have dominion and authority and power. Let's make them kings. That's what dominion means. If I could just cut to the chase, let's make them kings and priests. And let's give them, man, what? Kings and priests over what? Over the earth. That's going to be their territory. And let them be fruitful and multiply. What do you mean, boy? Let them be fruitful in every kind of way. Productive. Take the seed and produce fruit. Be productive in life. Be productive in every area. Even in reproducing. So that when they reproduce, boy, their children, man, going to take what the kingdom of heaven that they're born in to another spot on the earth. And the Garden of Eden going to be on that spot. And they're going to be fruitful and multiply until, boy, I'm talking about the whole earth is filled with the Garden of Eden. Because every child, every offspring, every reproduction that comes from them, boy, that's born in the Garden of Eden, when they leave and grow up, boy, and take their family and cleave to their wife and become one, then they're going to be taking the Garden of Eden to that spot on the earth. Until the whole earth going to be filled with the Garden of Eden. Until it be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's God writing his will, his original intent and everything else. Boy, in the new covenant, in the new will, boy, the testator man come and dies. Now the will is in full effect. What will? Let's make them just like us. Let's give them dominion and power and authority, control and influence, kingship. Over what? Over all the earth. What you mean? Over one another? No. Over, what you mean over all the earth? Over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life here on earth. It don't matter what it is. I told you, you living far. We living far below our rights and privileges. We preoccupied with the means. We get sick and we trying to get healed. Let me tell you something. That's a going on in God. Boy. Going on to what, Arthur? I ain't talking about trying to get healed. I'm talking about walking in divine health. If we not careful, we'll get preoccupied with the means. What the means is healing. What the means to divine health? We get preoccupied with the circumstance, situation, and symptom, and take our eyes off, boy, the wheel. What the will is, boy, that we prosper and be in health, that we be fruitful and multiply, that we be just like our Father in heaven. There ain't no sickness in heaven. There ain't no sickness in him. I'm going to say that again. There ain't no sickness in him. There ain't no sin in him. Ain't no poverty in him. Ain't no backbiting in him. Ain't no slandering in him. Ain't no hatred in him. And, man, we be of that same character and nature. Instead, we live like mere men and mere women. Why? Because as the man, the testator was writing out the will, man, or the enemy come trying to destroy the will. You know, the devil. That way he come in and did his thing. To make a long story short, boy, let me tell you something. He tried to stop the will from being carried out. But, boy, you can't stop what God doing. Listen, it ain't a devil in hell. It ain't no man, no woman, no nothing. Nothing, nothing, man, can stop what God doing. We talking about Almighty God. He can do anything, anything but fail. You can't stop him. You can't stop what he is planning and praying for our life. His counsel going to stand. And, boy, when we get in on his counsel, I'm talking about, boy, that's going to cost you something, boy, for that. when we come to the knowledge of what he's really doing, and listen, if you really come to the knowledge of what he's really doing, you won't mind paying the price. But it's going to cost you something. What it gonna cost you? Gonna cost you everything. Everything. All of you. Everything. 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 The totality of our whole life. Everything. It costs you everything. You had to lose this life. But boy, if you lose this life right here, you're gonna gain that life that I'm talking about in the kingdom. You're gonna have to die first, though. You're gonna have to die to this natural life, to this life that we live in now, this way of thinking that we think now, this way of walking, this way of talking, this way of acting, the way we act in this world that we've been born in, conditioned to think and act and live according to, you're going to have to, that man got to die. It's appointed unto man wants to die, but after that, boy, there's a resurrection. He ain't just asking you to die. He asking you to die, boy, for what purpose? So that the resurrection could take place. What resurrection? Newness of life. Lord. You raise men, that old man is sown in corruption. That new man is raised in incorruption. That old man is sown a mortal body, boy. That new man is raised an immortal body. That old man is sown a natural man. That new man is raised a son of the Most High God. Lord. Can you imagine that? It'll cost you something. It'll cost you all you, all your life. All that your life consists of now. Like I tell you, it don't matter whether you're on the bottom of the rock bottom, or it don't matter, man, if you're on the mountaintop. It don't matter, man, if you got zero, zip, nothing, man, poor, broke, and hungry. It don't matter if you're the richest man on the earth. In this world system you're in, all that's, man, headed to destruction, man. There's death in that. And even in all your riches. Boy, when you come to find out about your inheritance, hello. Let me tell you something. The best you can come up with on this race right here, the richest you can come up with on this race right here, man, is zip, dada. Paul said, I count everything as dung. Everything that's in this world system, everything in this world system consists of everything. I count it as dung, boy, that I might get that other system, that I might be, man, completely translated out of this natural world that we live in over into, boy, the new world that has come to this earth. That I might come out of this inheritance that I have inherited in the devil over into the new inheritance that I have inherited in Christ Jesus my Lord. What have I inherited? All of the kingdom of heaven. Not some of it. All of the kingdom of heaven is ours. It's our inheritance. It belonged to us. Listen, you don't have to do nothing to earn this. This is yours. It was ours before the foundation of the world. That's what God chose for us in the foundation of the world, that it might be in our territory here on earth just like it is in heaven. A squatter came on our land and, man, and turned our territory into what it is here now. Boy, but in the fullness of time, God sent forth his, God came himself in the person of his son. Lord. Put the will back into effect. Died so that everything that caused the will to go out of effect might be taken care of. On a third day, rose from the grave to guarantee, boy, that the will is now in effect and can't nothing stop that will from being carried out. Oh, Lord. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about what God doing. I ain't talking about what my church doing, what my denomination doing, what my pastor doing, what my congregation doing, and all the things that we doing. You know, that's having church, and that's a good thing. That's all in preaching the gospel of Jesus. But I'm talking about, boy, a greater message, an end-time message, the gospel that Jesus preached. What's the gospel that he preached? Repent. I ain't talking about the religious repenting. I ain't talking about men quit drinking, quit smoking, quit doing that. All that's going to be the result of real repenting. Yeah, it's going to change, but it's going to change somewhere else. First, you're trying to get it to change from the outside first. That's why we're having so much problem. You got to change the way you're thinking. You got to change your whole mind. Like I told you, it's going to cost you everything. Your everything, boy, you're going to have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's a whole different way of living. See, this kingdom of God that's available to us and this inheritance that's ours, let me tell you something, that don't just happen to us like ripe cherries falling out the tree. No, you got to conform to that. You got to be renewed to that. You got to be transformed into that. You got to be translated into that. And now that we are, listen to what Colossians say. Thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. What's that? This world system that we live in, that we are men born and conditioned and motivated and trained to operate under, man. The Bible say we have been translated out of that system of operation, out of this world. We're in it. But we don't have to be out of it because we have been translated out of its governing influence over our lives over into the kingdom of God, dear son, over into that governing influence of our lives. Because you can now, instead of being governed and controlled and influenced by the dictates of this natural world that we live in and all of this circumstance and situation and symptom, you can be man. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, boy, our God has done great things, man. And our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard. And it hasn't entered into our hearts, all the things that God has in store for us. But we're on the brink of a global explosion of this gospel of the kingdom. Glory to God. See, we've been preaching the door. But, boy, I'm going to come on here to tell you, man, what's behind the door. You can't get what's behind the door unless you come through the door. But if you just preach the door, that's why, man, you know, we're not as effective as we can be. Thank God we are effective, and, man, we win and soul. But, boy, when we begin to tell people what's behind that door, glory to God. Instead of just telling them about the door, Jesus said, I'm the door. I told you the gospel of Jesus. He said, I'm the way. The gospel of Jesus, I'm the truth. The gospel of Jesus, I'm the life. The life to what? The way to what? The truth about what? The door to what? Man, all of the kingdom of heaven. In all of the kingdom of God, back into the presence of the Most High God. Don't just stop at the door. come through the door. Yes, come to the door. Yes, you can admire the door. Yes, you can worship the door. Yes, you can say how magnificent the door is and how great the door is. But let me tell you something. That's where you just stop it right there. That's not pleasing to God. God say, yes, yes, give me glory. Give me honor. Hollywood be your name. But come on past the door. Hallelujah, boy. Let me tell you something. When you get past the door and see what's all in there and what belongs to you, you're talking about praise. You're going to praise him then. It won't be just with lips and playing how good you sound and how well you keep the note then, baby. No, you're going to worship him in spirit and in truth. When you worship him in spirit and in truth, you done got back into that place. What place is that, boy? Behind the veil. All the way back into the presence of the Most High God. That's the invitation. That's what God's telling you, man. Come. That's what we've been telling you on this broadcast ever since we've been on here. Come. All you who are with heavy laden, come and find rest. What you mean? Cease from all your works. Cease from all your efforts. I heard my son's friends singing a little song on the radio this morning kind of climbing up on the rough side of the mountain, trying our best. Man, let me tell you something. That's how it was in the old covenant, man. In this new covenant, we ain't climbing up on no more rough side of no mountain. We speaking to the mountain, glory to God. And we casting out mountains and everything else and telling the mountain to be that removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. We ain't trying to make an end. We didn't made an end, baby. I told you, we've been Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, saying, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear son. I ain't trying to make an end, baby. I didn't made an end. Hallelujah. And the reason why I didn't made it in, because the weight had already been made, boy, and I came to the knowledge of it. What? That I'm already saved. That I'm already healed. That I'm already delivered. That I'm already provided for. That the work that God begun in me is a completed work, boy. I'm just becoming who I already am. And let me tell you something about an heir. Who I am? I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. What you mean? All that they have, I have. I inherited, man, Almighty God. I inherited Jesus and all that he has. What, he's the king of the kingdom. All of the kingdom, man. I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus, just like he's the king of the kingdom. He's the king of kings. We the little kings. The kingdom is his. And we joint heirs with Christ Jesus. See, you didn't religiousize these words, man. It don't really mean nothing to you. It's just a seed. But, boy, when that seed is planted in the ground and planted in our hearts, man, then it begin to sprout up. First a little bitty blade. Then you start saying, yeah, wait a minute, hold up. You mean to tell me I have an inheritance? You mean to tell me, man, I'm not just lost hoping to be saved? That God has been provided salvation for me and the devil trying to keep me from the knowledge of it? You mean to tell me salvation is a gift from God? You mean to tell me, all that I can live, man, just like Jesus lived, holy and without blame? Yeah. If you're trying to get that way by observing the law, then you ain't going to never make it. Boy, if you get there, man, because, boy, let me tell you something. Let me get a little bit, veer off a little bit and say something. Let me tell you something that might be a little bit deep, might be even hard for you to understand. When God gave Moses the commandment, he said, that's a schoolmaster. When God told Moses, thou shalt have no other God before me, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, thou shalt not cover thy brother, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. You know what God was saying? Glory to God. Listen, you got, oh Lord. The word share means most definitely. That's what the word share means. When you say share to something, it means most definitely. Most definitely, listen to what God say, thou most definitely not going to have no other God before me. Thou most definitely ain't going to commit adultery. Thou most definitely ain't gonna steal. That most definitely ain't gonna kill. He was telling you, boy, what's already done. Cause I'ma fulfill the law for. I'm trying to tell you, man, what it's gonna be. I'm trying to show. This is school, man. Just trying to teach you, man, that when it's all said and done, this is what my plan and destiny for your life is. You ain't gonna have no other God before me. You ain't gonna be committing no adultery. You ain't, man. You're gonna be living holy and without blame, covered in His love. We on our way to becoming that. But God ain't telling us, man, don't steal so that we can get the blessing of God. He's telling us, don't steal because that's how you created to be. That's what you can do. That's the potential that's on the inside of you. That's the way you can live. How are the man just coming on out of the darkness into the marvelous light, realizing that you are not trying to get righteous, but that you are the righteousness of God. Not man trying your best to make it in. Know that, boy, you didn't made it all the way in. You see, you know what our problem is, you know? And as far as living far below our rights and privileges, we're trying to get all these blessings that God has blessed us with, all the spiritual blessings, but them in they in heavenly places. You're trying to get all that, man, from out here in this wilderness experience, that boy, that the children of Israel came out of when they came out of bondage. Just like you and I, when we got saved, we didn't go straight into the promised land. We came out in this wilderness experience. In the wilderness first, just like the children of Israel. They didn't go straight to the promised land. They had to come through the wilderness. What's the wilderness, man, so that they could repent? What? Boy, change their whole way of thinking. Why? Because, boy, the only way they were conditioned and born and trained to think was according to, boy, that Egyptian, man, system, boy, that they were under, man, that made them slaves, man. They had slave mentality. Instead of kings and queens, instead of mighty men and mighty rulers, instead of sons and daughters of the Most High God, instead of great, instead of holy and without blame, they had slave mentalities. All they knew, boy, was to, oh, Lord, that's all they knew, was the ways of that world that they were born and trained and conditioned to thinking, and they were born in Egypt, in bondage. Just like you and I, born in this world system, in Egypt, in bondage, to the slaves of the devil, to the oppression of the devil. Listen, that happened as a result of one man's disobedience. All these things that come upon us, all our shortcomings, all our falsehoods, that's why God ain't holding that against us. Man, say thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his son. But listen to something else he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Poor. He who knew no sin, God made him to be sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. See, listen, the law of the spirit of life has set us free. There is therefore now no condemnation. Not just across the board, to those who walk in the spirit. You mean to tell me, Arthur, man, you know that there's a going on in our God? I'm going to say something right here, too. I was finna say something the other day, but I lost my train of thought. Nevertheless, you know, I'm going to say something right here. Boy, there's a going on in our God. You didn't hear me say this so many times over this broadcast, and I'm going to continue to say this, boy. Our eyes have not seen, and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our heart all the things that God, boy, has done for us and has in store for us. Listen, once our loved ones and family members, man, know what's behind that door, know what all that God has in store for us, even come to the knowledge of some of the things that God has in store for us. Let me tell you something, man. You won't be having to invite them, man, to come to your church. They'll be asking you where you go to church at. They need to see something. And listen, the world, just like Dalton Thomas, even the church, just like Dalton Thomas, just like Dalton Peter and Dalton Jane and Dalton Matthews and all of them were doubting, really. The Bible say, boy, they were hiding for fear of the Jews. Say, oh, Lord, he gone, man. What are we going to do now? The Bible say, then came Jesus, Lord, and appeared among them. Boy, they saw him. And when they saw him, baby, they wouldn't hide. They wouldn't hide no more. But what old boy name is Thomas wouldn't with him. They call him Doubting Thomas. Thomas wasn't with him. And then when they went back to tell Thomas, man, Lord, listen, remember what he told us that on the third day he was gonna raise? Baby, he risen, man. Thomas said, unless I see with my eyes and put my finger in the holes in his hand and thrust my fist in the hole in his side, then I ain't gonna believe. They thought calling him Doubting Thomas, but let me tell you something, all of them were doubting. And let me paraphrase what Thomas was telling them disciples when they come told him. He said, y'all saw him, huh? Yeah. He said, okay, I need to see him too. I need to see something too. Hallelujah. I need to see something. I hear you, but baby, let me tell you something, man. There's some doubt in my mind. I hear what you say, but I saw him, man, crucified. I need to see him resurrected too. See, all you've been seeing is the crucified Christ. But boy, when you see the resurrected Christ, Lord. All you know about is the suffering Savior. That's the gospel of Jesus. You don't know about the reigning King. Listen, yes, the Bible says we got to suffer with him, but he said, if you suffer with me, you shall also reign with me too. Listen, he suffered, man, and he suffered long enough, man. He ain't suffering no more. We ought to come to the night where, man, we say the same thing. We suffer with him, because the Bible says if we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. We didn't suffer long enough too. It's time for us to come to the knowledge of the truth. What's the truth? The gospel of the kingdom. What's the gospel of the kingdom? You don't have to suffer no more. You can know that you know that you know that you know that it don't matter what you're going through in this life, baby. You can know that you know that even you got authority, power, and control even over your greatest enemy. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no death in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no poverty in the kingdom of heaven. Ain't no lack in the kingdom. Ain't no hatred in the kingdom of heaven. What a place. We often dream about a place where time stands still, where you actually feel, boy, love all around. But instead of slandering and backbiting one another, boy, you're meeting and greeting one another with a smile. A place where rain ain't even heard of. Only thing flowing is a fountain of love. What a place. Hey, listen, that's where I'm going to be when he come back for me. I ain't climbing up on no much side of the mountain trying to get to that place. I've been translated out of this kingdom of darkness into that place. And I come on this radio broadcast every time on here, boy, to tell you that, boy, you too have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. That you too has been raised, man, from death unto life. That you too are the child of the Most High God, just like your big brother Jesus, the Son of God, that you too, that as he is, I couldn't tell you that, so are you. What he did, I couldn't tell you that, so can we. How he lived holy and without blame, I couldn't tell you that, so can we. Power over all the power of his enemy like he did, cast out devils, man, heal the sick, raise people from the dead. Couldn't I tell you, man, that the work that he did, so can we. I got a way of doing all them works, because you're trying to do that from the wilderness. You're trying to do that, man. You got to come on back into the kingdom of heaven. You got to come on back into the, you got to come on back into the Garden of Eden. You got to come on back into a place. You can't do that. You can't have all that. You can't live that way from religion and being a goody-goody two-shoe. Listen, we think that, man, we're doing all right, man, and we measure our success in life, man, by how big perhaps our churches might be, how well, man, our ministers can articulate the message, how well they can stir up your emotions, make you feel something and everything else. Let me tell you something, man, how much money they got, man, whether they can pay all their bills. Some churches struggling to pay all their bills. Some churches, man, can't get this. Ain't no problem to pay all their bills. They can pay their bills and everybody else's bills, too. I ain't talking about that kind of success. I'm talking about success, man, in growing in the knowledge of who you really are, where you really come from, what you really have, what you really can do. Who are you, man? Let me tell you, you're more than an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, bishop. You're more than a big-name ministry, man, with a big congregation that we think called progress and success, man. They might must be doing good in God. Let me tell you something, that ain't no indication of success in God. How big your church is and how many members you got and how well you can articulate the message. Here's what determines, man, you know, your success in life, boy, is how much, man, of the character and nature of God do you possess in your life. This ain't got nothing to do with dollars and cents and money and everything else. Let me tell you something. When you created this image and likeness of God, Jesus say, man, I ain't got nowhere to lay my head yet. I got everything. I don't worry about no money, man. Let me tell you, the money ain't even the issue here. Kingionaire, I told you. I'm a kingionaire. Got an inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven. My bank, let me tell you, you depend upon your bank account here in the bank. I got another bank account. I got treasure stored up in heaven. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The most you can get in your bank account, I didn't hear people say they got so many billion dollars. I ain't heard too many people say they got $1 trillion. Let me tell you something. I got more than all of that. And the good news is you got more than all that, too. I got to come to tell you what you got out there that's more than trillions of dollars. I'm a Kenyanaire. Ain't no billionaire, trillionaire, millionaire. I'm a Kenyanaire. What, I inherited all of the kingdom of heaven. How rich is heaven? Glory to God. The streets is paved with gold. And I'm a half debt. I tell you, I'm a Kenyanaire. You mean tell me you got money out? I got, man, more money than you could ever think of. If I need 1,000, baby, I got it. If I need 10,000, I got it. If I need 100,000, I got it. If I need 1,000,000, I got it. If I need 1,000,000,000, I got it. If I need 1,000,000,000, I got it. I got all of the treasures of heaven. Thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That we might know him in the power of his resurrection and the riches of the glory that we have, man, in him. All of the riches of heaven. I tell you, I'm an heir of God and an heir of Christ Jesus. An heir of all the kingdom of heaven. What do you say? Come, you with heavy laden. Heavy laden, man, look at here. I'm talking about you can have plenty, plenty of money, man, be rich, rich, and be heavy, heavy, heavy laden. You can be poor, broken, hungry, and be heavy, 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 heavy laden. But I'm telling you, man, it don't matter what state you're in, whether you're poor, broken, hungry, or whether you rich, 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 you come on into the kingdom of heaven, all that won't matter at all, baby. You become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And all your inheritance, boy, you're going to know the reality of that scripture that says, man, my God supplies all my needs. According to his riches, not according to the bank account, how much money I got up on this bank here. Let me tell you something. According to his riches, where? In glory. You think your God won't take care of all your need? I told you, say, listen, you don't have to worry about what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it, and all this stuff like that. That's how pagans do all that. Hey, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you seek first your what God has done for you, instead of trying to do things for God, when you find out what God has done for you, then the thing that we try to do for God, man, tell you something, boy, that'll come automatically. It won't be no trans. It won't be hard then. It won't be hard to live, man. Holy and without blame. I ain't talking about, man, don't wear no makeup and wear your clothes long and don't do that. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about, man, being like God. Now, he don't dress no any kind of way and act no any kind of way, but I'm talking about being like him. See, you can don't dress and don't smoke and don't do this here, man, and on the inside you, man, be like dead men bone. Clean on the outside, but filthy on the inside. Talking about, man, developing the character and nature of God on the inside. Let me tell you something. God work is an inside job. He come past all your circumstance, situation, and sin. That's why when Bishop tell y'all, man, King Arthur, let me tell you something. I am a king, and you a king, too. But I don't rule over people. I ain't trying to rule over people's lives. I ain't talking about like the earthly kingdom. I'm talking about, boy, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus say, boy, I'm talking about he on it is written, man, King of kings and Lord of lords. Who's the kings he's the king of? That's us. What we reign over, man? We reign over, man, territory. We got a kingdom, too. What's a kingdom? What's a kingdom? A territory over which a king has what? Power, control, and influence. I come to tell you, man, I'm a king. What's my territory? That's my life, glory to God. That's my circumstances, my situation, my symptoms. God has given me power and control, man, over all the circumstances, symptoms, and sickness, and disease, and poverty, and life. Over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in my life. And then they're giving me, man, the gift of man, and go and tell you, man, that he's giving that to you, too, and help man help grow up in it, come to the knowledge of it, and then help you grow up in it and come to the knowledge of it, too, that you're a king, too. That worrying that you're worrying about, how you going to pay this and how you going to pay that, man, you don't have to take no thought for that, man. You will know that you know that you know, boy, that your God supply all you in the kingdom, all your needs are met. That don't mean you'll sit back and do nothing. That means you operate according to them laws. You operate according to that system. You operate according to that way of doing things. Let me tell you something, why we living far below our rights and privilege, I was finna say a few minutes ago. It's because we ain't in the kingdom. I mean, we in the kingdom, but we ain't of the kingdom. When the Bible say, man, we are in this world, but we ain't of this world. When it flip the script, now that we ain't of this world, we ought to be of the world of the kingdom. That arrangement, that pattern of operation, that system, that way of doing things. of what are the, what God doing. What God doing, man? God got some things behind that door in the kingdom of God and your inheritance that rightfully belongs to you, that he's given to you, boy, as his child. And if you knew what would be all the things that was behind that door, like I told you, said earlier, man, we won't have to invite you to come to our church, boy. You'd be acting up, man. When you see the glory of God upon our lives, I told you, Thomas needed to see something. Same way with this world out here that we, man, we as men and women of God, boy, let me tell you something. They ain't looking for men with enticing words of wisdom and knowledge. Boy, they need to see something. And if they can see something, they'd be impacted, man, by the natural thing that they see, man, what caused them to flock to those other personalities and other men. But when they start seeing the glory of the Lord, when they start seeing the character and nature of the Lord, when they start seeing, man, the peace of God that passes all understanding, when they start seeing, man, I'm talking about when all hell is breaking loose around you and everybody know that your life ain't this and that, but yet the peace that passes all understanding flood in your heart and your soul, that, boy, you ain't worrying about nothing. Why? Because you know something. What you know, boy? You know that 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 you know. What, Arthur, that in the midst of every adverse circumstances, everything is all right. Why? Because I rule. Lord. And not only do I rule, I reign. Listen, I reign even over my greatest enemy, even over death. Man, you can listen. Death don't even have no sting, don't even have no victory, don't have no grave, none of that. Death or the grave. Why, boy? Because that's what I'm growing in. If I had a choice between, man, the money and the peace that passes all understanding, give me the peace that passes all understanding. Now, some of y'all might be like, oh, Charles Barkley. I watch basketball a lot. I like sports. I like them, especially when it comes down to the playoffs. And they got one commercial on there, boy, and they asked Charles, but he got his voice talking about the gambling thing, and then he got him talking and got his conscience talking. And then he say, hey, man, let's stop and go to bed now and go to bed of winners. Some of you who watch basketball might have seen this commercial. And then his mind asked him, Charles, he said, Charles, what would you choose, 3 dozen donuts or a yacht? And his mind said, I know already, man, you'd take the 3 dozen donuts out. Because Charles Barkley kind of gained weight, his sports figure, gained weight, and they say he liked Twinkies and sweets and all that. So they're making a joke there. Say, so Charles, which one would you rather, man? If you had a choice, man, what would you take, 3 dozen donuts or a yacht? And his little voice, his mind say, I'll take the 3 dozen donuts. And that's what most of some of us are. Here God, more is he giving us, boy. And we'll take the 3 dozen donuts. Here God say, boy, I give you, man, you listen, the treasures of the earth or the treasures of heaven? I'll take the treasure of the earth. That's 3 dozen donuts. I take, man, you know, I take the fame and fortune of the world so that I could be rich and famous and live a successful life here, you know, through whatever it means, Illuminati, however, whatever it means, through my own riches. And I'm a self-made millionaire and everything else like that. And, boy, I done accomplished everything. I'm a Bill Gates. I'm this and everything. And what good it is to gain the whole world and die and go to hell? That's 3 dozen donuts when you can have a yacht. What's the value of 3 dozen donuts to a yacht? What's the value of all the blessings of this earth, man, all that you could hope to attain upon this earth compared to all that you have in the kingdom of heaven? The best you could do on this earth is like 3 dozen donuts compared to all that you have already, your inheritance in heaven. I told you, if you knew what was behind the door, you wouldn't choose no 3 dozen donuts. The only reason why them folks choosing 3 dozen donuts and Charles choosing 3 dozen donuts because of his mindset. That was his mind thinking. The reason why you would choose, man, you know all the riches of the earth and everything else because you don't know about the treasures of heaven. You don't know about your inheritance in heaven. That's what God was on this broadcast and, man, and raising up, man, and gave gift to men as well. Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. For what, Arthur? For the perfecting of the saints. For what, Arthur? To perfect you. For what, Arthur? For the work of your ministry. That your ministry is just as equally important as the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers. Who begets sheep? Shepherds don't beget sheep. Sheep begets sheep. Who go win the lost, man? Who go visit the sick and lay hands on the sick? Who go, man, to the widows and the neighbor and the fatherless and everything else, man? Not the shepherd boy. Let me tell you something. He trained up the sheep. He go too, but he trained up the sheep to go. We want the pastor to go dedicate your house and lay hands on your sick and visit you in the hospital and everything else. No, it's the pastor's job to train you up for that. The church. That's your ministry. That's what those sitting in the church, instead of sitting in the church, having church, they're supposed to be sitting in the church learning how to be the church. Learning how to go, man, into the highways and byways, man, and compel the lost and dying to go in. Learning how to go, man, and lay hands on the sick. Learning how to go cast out devils. Learning how to go preach, man, an end-time message, man, that will draw all men unto him. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. But this gospel of the kingdom ain't nothing but about the grace of God, man. I ain't talking about grace as you know it. I ain't talking about the religious man order of grace that, man, we be proclaiming under, man. Man, let me tell you something. I don't know why we go through all that and everything else. Let grace give you and people say that, man, we know that. That's religious grace. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about kingdom grace, man. What grace really is. The grace of God. Let me tell you something, boy. You're talking about unmerited favor. Everything that man God give you, man, that's that grace, you've deserved that. You deserve that. They say it's unmerited favor. Yes, you don't have to earn it, but you deserve everything that you get from God. You deserve all the forgiveness that he ever could forgive you of. You forgive all the joy. You deserve all the love. You deserve to be restored. Listen, the way your life is right now and the way mankind's life is right now, not a result of your sin. Who did sin, man, that this man might be born blind, man? Was it him? He was born blind, so he can. But was it his parents? No, Jesus said no, so that the power of God might be manifested. What was the result of me being a sinner and being like that? Man, that's because of one man's disobedience. That's why I told you, you deserve, man, everything that God do for you. You deserve to be redeemed from the curse of the law. You deserve to be restored back to, man, your original heritage. You lost that, man. That wasn't your fault that you lost that and you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You just like the man who was born blind. Ain't your fault you were born like this. That was one man disobedient, Adam. It wasn't that man's mother and father's fault that he was born blind, man. That go all the way back to the original sin, Adam. And because of one man's disobedience, then death and disobedience and sin and destruction came upon all mankind. Well, that ain't fair to you. That ain't fair to you that your life is all jacked up and messed up and separated from God because of what one man did, man, way back in the Garden of Eden. You think your Father in heaven don't know that? That's why he come willingness, man, to redeem your life from that destruction and to restore you back to what that one man disobedience did, man, cost you to lose your inheritance. That was yours before the foundation of the world, all of the kingdom of heaven, what I'm talking about, everything that's behind the door. That ain't just yours because you do this right and got this together and everything. That was yours before the foundation of the world. You lost it in Adam. It was Adam's disobedience, man, that caused death to come upon the whole human race. Separation from God, born in sin and shaped in iniquity under the beggarly elements of this world. But boy, God's love. I'm talking about his character and his nature now. What's his character, boy? His character is God is love. And God in his love, man, come looking for his children. And God in his love, man, come found his children. And God in his love, man, redeem his children's lives from that destruction of one man's disobedience and restored them back, man, to the original plan and purpose that he had for their life. Forgive, not holding their trespasses against them. Why he not holding our trespass against us? Because he know that our trespasses was a result of one man's disobedience. Did I tell you what he is holding us against us now? He say, now that man I didn't took care of what Adam did, now you can come on back, man, and eat off the tree of life, man, freely and live forever and ever and ever and have all your inheritance back, get everything that was yours before the foundation of the world, come get that back, come on back into the Garden of Eden and start living your life from there. Instead of climbing up on the rough side of the mountain, man, you speaking to every mountain, you speaking to the winds and the waves, you speaking to every circumstance and situation and symptom, man, glory to God, that come against, man, the will, the perfect will of God for your life. You coming against all of that, man. You speaking, man. How do a king reign, man? He reign with words. He reign with his word. What the king say, go. You a king, whether you know it or not, and what you say, what go. I don't feel too good. That's why you don't feel too good, because that's all you be saying. soon as a symptom or a circumstance or a situation comes, then out of your mouth, man, come, man. That's how you reign. You reign with words. That's how God reigned. He reigned with words. That's how he created you to reign with your words, too. Matter of fact, that's how you are reigning. So when what you're reigning over, man, is and that symptom come or that situation come or that circumstance come, and, man, you start coming out your mouth the words concerning the circumstance, situation, and symptom. You think Jesus wasn't hungry? He'd been fasting 40 days and 40 nights, and hadn't eaten nothing. Devil say, if you the son of man, turn this stone into bread. Jesus say, it's written. He didn't go look for a pot of food, man. He said, it is written, man. He's put the word of God on every circumstance, situation, and symptom. If you're not careful, man, you put the word of God, man. You don't put the word of God. That's how we don't reign in life, because we don't know how. Let me tell you something. Even though you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear son, what I've been telling you on this broadcast for all this time, now that you translated out of there, you don't know how to reign in life. You've been trained and conditioned and brought up, man, to live according to, especially we as believers, religion, traditions, rituals, ceremonies. And every Sunday, man, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where we do our days of worship and meal religion, all we've been doing is going and having church at the expense of, man, what the really purposeful it is, going and learning how to be the church so that when we come out of those four walls and we come out of those buildings, and in the everyday circumstance, situation, and symptom, instead of it dictating to us, you dictating to it. Listen, if you got problems in your marriage, instead of saying what it is, man, start calling those things that be not as though they were. Start calling your marriage, man, blessed and prosperous. Start saying that. That's where it started. First, change your mind. They're thinking. How, man, by staying there, saying that. Well, it ain't going to do very little to change the circumstance and situation at first, but it'll change you. It'll change your whole way of seeing things. It'll change your whole way of thinking. It'll change your whole way of living. Listen, when you come into the kingdom, it's a whole different way of living. You got to learn the laws that governs it. You got to learn the functioning principles of it. We've been trained and conditioned and motivated to learn how to live according to this natural world that we're born in. What I told you before, like I tell you, man, this ain't this. I couldn't tell you about a whole nother world that's up on this earth. A whole nother pattern of operation, a whole nother system, a whole nother governing influence that's upon this earth, man, that in the natural is invisible, boy. It's called the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. That's here. That's the good news. I ain't trying to do my best to make it in. I got to tell you, boy, that Jesus ain't trying to get us to make it in. He come to bring it to us. He ain't trying to get us to clean up our act so that we could get to it. He come down here and cleaned up our act for us, just like Adam messed up our act. He came out here and cleaned up our act for us and then bought, man, what we trying to get to, heaven, bought it back to us. It was here on earth at one time in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. We know it as the Garden of Eden. You know that's the Eden in heaven? That's where Satan was. That's where his position was. He was daily, 24-7, in the presence of the Most High God, in Eden, in the Mount of God. All he did, boy, what I'm talking about, boy, check God out. Ain't he bad. Just worshiping and adoration and adored him, everything else. Responsibility, man, was to get down. All the rest of all the angelic hosts to do the same thing, boy, just worship him. Look at him. Ain't he bad. And Satan got so good with that man and everything else, and because he was bad too, boy, then the angel started saying, ain't he bad? And he got lifted up in pride. He said, yeah, I am bad. Look at me, shoot. He ain't made none of them other angels like me. Look at the diamonds in the spreader. Look at all I got. Look at me. Look how much money I got. Look how much fame I got. Look how big my church is, man. I must got it going on, man. Look how many members I got, boy. Look how well I can articulate the message, man. Look how the people are applauding me, man. Look how, man, all the people stand up and say, hey, man, and man, the people, man, talking about me and everything else, and I'm getting all the glory and honor, man. I'm bad, too. He declared independence from God. He want to be a God himself, separate himself from God, man. He want to do the same thing to you. Get you to say, look how bad I am. Look how good I am. Provide salvation for yourself through your works. By the works of the flesh shall no man be justified. By the works of the law shall no man be justified. It's God's love for you and God's grace. That's the real grace. God saw that, man, everything that you got, man, everything that's been handed down to you, man, told that was because, like I told you, that one man's disobedience. His grace come to say, oh, no, they don't deserve that. They don't deserve men because of what Adam did. They don't deserve that. They got that. They got the same punishment, but they don't deserve that. They was born out in the wilderness. They don't deserve that. It was my intention for them to be born in Eden, in my presence, not separated from me. It was my intent that they be born, all their children be born in Eden, in the presence of the Lord, not in the wilderness. They didn't deserve that. And all the things that devil had done to you, sickness and all the suffering and the pain and everything that he done to us, man, you don't deserve that. Well, that's why God gave you a promise with that. You see, all the suffering of the present time, man, it ain't worthy to be compared with all the glory that God gonna, man, manifest in your life. Yes, man, we gonna suffer because of one man's disobedience. But because of the other man, the original man's obedience, then we gonna reign in life. That's what I come on this radio broadcast, man, every week, man, to come tell you that we've been, and what you come to tell us all that we've been suffering long enough. It's time for us to repent. What you mean, repent, Arthur? Come back to the top way of thinking. Come back to the top way of living. Come back to the Garden of Eden, man, and learn, man, of him. Jesus said, all you with heavy laden, man, come unto me and learn of me. Learn of me. Learn all that you, learn all that, what you mean learn of you, man? Learn that all I came to do for you. Seek first the kingdom of God. All that I've done for you. All that your Father has done for you. All that the Holy Spirit, man, is doing for you. Not what you're doing for them. And not what your church is doing for them. And not what your pastor, don't seek first what your church doing, what your pastor doing, what your congregation is doing, if you're the pastor. Don't seek first what God doing. How you seek first what God doing? God, your kingdom come. And your personal relationship with God, that's how you go to him. That's when you start making your requests. That's your first request. Lord, what you doing? We go to God and tell God what we're doing and what we need him to do to help us to carry out what we're doing. No, your first request would be, Lord, what you doing? And give me what I need to help you carry out what you doing. We go to God and ask God, man, tell God what we doing and ask God to give us what we need to carry out what we doing. The Bible says you ask and you don't receive, you seek and you don't find, you knock and you don't be open. Why is it? Because you ask amiss. You pray, but you don't get no answer. Why? Because you prayed wrong. God know you mean well. He easily touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He know what you mean and everything else. That's why he docked it all up in the Holy Ghost. We just got to get in on what he doing. We got to learn of him. We got to learn about what God doing. We got to come on into the kingdom, and to come on into the kingdom, become just like a little bitty baby. You don't know nothing. Baby don't know nothing, but he got life. And then start growing up in that. You've been growing up in religion and in this world system. Now we got to learn how to grow up, man, in the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven, and in that system. And we as leaders in the church, man, got to bring our people, man, into the kingdom of God. Not trying to win them to our churches, but win them to the kingdom. Listen, I love y'all with the love of the Lord. My time is just about up, man, and God is calling us, man, to repentance. What's repentance? Also, to change your whole way of thinking. Instead of thinking that you can't, start thinking that you can. Still thinking, man, trying to get saved. Still thinking that your children, man, are like they are in this natural, what is in the natural. Change your way of thinking about that and start seeing them, thinking them, man, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, holy and without blame. Instead of thinking, man, that you just trying to get to heaven, start thinking this way, man, that me and my whole house, me and all my children and my children's children and my children's children, children's children, on down to 1,000 generations, man, is redeemed from the curse of the law. Instead of thinking, man, that I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain, trying my best to make it in, man, start thinking this way, boy, I didn't climb up the mountain. Now I'm speaking to the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain. I can say to the mountain, be thou plucked up and cast into the sea, and because I don't doubt in my mind but bleeding of those things that I say come to pass, I have whatsoever I say. Therefore, I say me and my whole house is blessed. My marriage is blessed. My needs are met. Everything, every sickness, disease, germ, virus, malfunction, touch my body, dies instantly. Well, I'm thinking that way. Oh, it ain't all that way right now in manifestation, but I'm thinking that way. I done got caught away. Yeah, y'all, my time is up. Listen, my wife, Gail, and I, and my family, man, Tamika, Nikki, Jesse, Tori, and the